You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Good evening. And welcome to Misery Loves Company, our regular FPL therapy session. I had planned this to come in just after the game week, after the match had ended, but I've obviously planned that incredibly badly. I keep forgetting how much extra time there is now in the Premier League. So we have a match still going on. And for my co-host, this is going to be even more miserable than usual because it's not going spectacularly well for Newcastle at the moment. It is 3-1 to Chelsea as we, with 6 minutes left to play. Anyway, my name's Chris. I'm known as El Fozzy. I'm your kind of regular host of this. And appropriately enough, I'm a sufferer of many bad breaks, dodgy decisions, injury outrages, and captaincy calamities this season so far. So it's very apt that I'm hosting this because it is going spectacularly badly for me, which is always very entertaining for everyone else, I think. Ed, are you with me, Ed? You're mic'd off. You listen to me.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. I'm still watching the Newcastle game in the hope that we're going to win 4-3. But the chances of that are rather slim, and it matches my game week sort of, well, it's kind of everyone in the FPL community has had a bad week because the template has done very badly. Although Palmer has just done very well for me. Have you got Palmer, Chris?
I've got Palmer's been.
I feel like everyone's got Palmer though.
That's the problem, but it will be my one bright spark this week. The idea of this show, if you've not joined before, the space is very much that we share tales of woe. In an attempt to air frustrations, alleviate some pain, and hopefully look ahead with a bit more positivity for future game weeks. As per usual, I'll probably kick things off with my own epic fails, which got slightly less failure, but still pretty epically bad this week. Maybe share a few stories from social media, and all the while, of course, we'll have the Twitter line open for you to join. So, I mean, we've already got people ready to join. So we could go right in. If you give us 1 second, Ozil, and I'll bring you in. But before that, just in case you don't know who I am, I'm the co-founder of Fantasy Football Scout. And I've been playing this crazy game for many years, about 12 years I've been involved in Fantasy Football Scout and more before playing fantasy. Generally not a terrible player, but I appear to have become one. So that's good. A bit more about that later. But now I'm going to kick things straight away off. With adding FPL Ozil, who's requested early on. So, hello, your hello caller, we're listening. Oh no, hang on. Oh, I was adding him, and he's disappeared. What happened? Did you do that, Ed, or did I do that? I think I did that.
I've done nothing, mate. But carry on. Do you want to hear my tale of woe?
You can start. Yeah, mine's bad, but I'm sure yours is. I'm hoping yours is even worse. So yeah, we were trying to have FPL Ozil, but he disappeared as I was trying to add him. So
well, hang on. How many points do you want, Chris?
How many points before this stream? I was on 19.
Yeah.
Now with is it 13 for 13 for
Palmer
at the moment? Then
you're clearly on live FPL, Chris, because that's adding in the bonus points already.
On 32. I'm on 32 points. Live FPL, fantastic service. But I'm on 32 points as it stands.
You're only on 32.
Yeah. What have you got?
I'll let you know that I really shouldn't be on this space because I'm on 33.
Oh, you're good. You're steaming. You're steaming ahead.
I'm absolutely smashing it. A whole point ahead of you. No, my game week rank checked earlier, is 8.8 million. So God knows what yours is. Yeah, so because I had a minus four this week as well. Did you have that?
I didn't do minus four. So my game week was like 6.8 million. So you loser, you're miles behind. No, but 6.8 million this week. I didn't do a hit. Thank goodness. That's the two things I've done right this week. Not take a hit and not triple captain Solanke. But I'm sure the people are going to come on who have triple captain Solanke. But those, and to be fair, we're doing this before the end of the game week because there were still games to go tomorrow night. We couldn't do tomorrow night. So it could all come good and people still have players to go. Who have you got left after tonight? You've got Solanke, I presume.
I've got Kaminski in goal. I've got Kirk Ayres at the back, who's done nothing. I've got Barkley in midfield. I've got Morris up front. I've got Solanke captain.
That's like 17 players.
Yeah. To be fair, I'm doing quite well. But in terms of players left, nothing else in my life's going well, but that is. But another thing that is a bonus this week is that I do have my triple captain left, and I was erring and ahhing on doing Solanke triple captain and chose not to. And so far, obviously, with his 0 points in the first game of this week, that looks good.
That would seem to vindicate the decision not to triple captain. The thing is, I remember triple captaining Dennis. I'm sure it was Dennis for what?
Yeah, it was. It was Dennis. And he got sent negative. Off.
He got sent off in the first game.
That is a common one.
So this still is not going to be the worst ever triple captain. And it's not insane. The reason I didn't do it this week is not because I'm very good at this game at the moment, as clearly isn't the case, is because there was doubts over his, you know, there was some doubts over fitness.
Yeah, that's probably what kind of swayed me into not doing it. I was kind of on the fence, and then the news of him not training and that sort of thing made me kind of err into not doing it.
So what's your team then? So give us your team, and you've got a massive 33 so far, including assuming Palmer keeps his three bonus. So what's your team? Give us a quick rundown.
Can I just say, I've just realised Newcastle have scored. What the heck?
Hang on.
It's 3-2.
Game on.
5 minutes left. Who's scored? I can't believe you flipping distracted me. Flipping get him. Right, hang on.
Assuming that goal doesn't get chalked off or something. We've got to watch out for the VAR.
Oh, Murphy scored. Why did I miss that? Gosh. Right, okay, here we go. We're attacking again. Oh, my word. Why did you start? Come on!
Right, okay. I love that you're loving that. Right, so you were in the midst of... Shall I talk about my week?
And then my team, it's all right, I can do both. I'm on 33 points if Palmer gets three, but I actually think Murphy might get three because he's going to score a brace and win us the game.
Yeah,
but
he might leave the field on a brace. I don't think he's going to score a brace.
Kaminski in goal, right? So he obviously had a double, he's got three in his first, he's got Bournemouth away next. Estupiñán, I played, because he got 6 points. Finally, he got a clean sheet. A lot of people didn't play him this week or sold him, and I had him. I had Kirk Ayres, who has a double. He got 0 points in the first game. Thank you very much. He was my minus four, I think, as well, which is doubly annoying. Gabriel, 1 point.
Yeah.
Foden, 2 points. Palmer, 10 points currently.
13, including the bonus. Yeah.
13,
yeah.
Including the bonus. Barkley in midfield, 2 in the first game, but he's got Bournemouth away next.
Yeah.
I thought this really would be misery because he went down in about the 6th minute with a broken nose or something. I don't know whether you watched it, but... blood pouring from his face. I didn't watch it, but I listened to it on the radio. And it sounded like he was about to go off, which would have been gutting. Saka, 2 points. Haaland, 2 points. Solanke, 0 points, captain, but he's got a game left.
Yeah.
And then I've got Carlton Morris at Luton. 2 points, but a game left.
Yeah. So, I'm much the same. I've got Areola in nets rather than Kaminski. I've got Gabriel Doughty and Smith, who was my differential Bournemouth. It seemed like... The only differential in your Bournemouth defenders this week is you get 1 point or 0 points. That's basically, if you went with Zabaniah, everybody went with, you'd got a point. If you went with Kirk Ayres or Smith or anybody else, you got 0. They've got Palmer, who is currently the star on 13, De Bruyne on 6, Foden and Saka both on 2, Watkins and Haaland on 2, and Solanke on 0. And I have Van Heek from Brighton looking at me on the bench going, you idiot.
Yeah.
Why haven't you played me? So
what the heck?
What the heck were you thinking? Yeah. Now, the thing is, I'm currently looking at, if it stays this way before tomorrow night, I'm on 1.53 million now, and it's the latest in a tale of woe. I know it's bad. All right, okay. And just for those who haven't been watching this before, so I basically, my ambition each year is I always got to try the top 10K, only got inside it once, usually can get inside 100K at least. And I thought this season, yeah, I thought, you know, I think 100K is okay. I'll win with some mini leagues, I'm okay. But I'll be bumping around 300-600K from early season, knee-jerk wildcards in 22, absolute disaster, took out Saka, Shah and Alvarez and everybody else who's scoring points, brought in players that were largely injured immediately. Lost 25 points that week. And then I kind of, every week afterwards, everything I did to rectify it just went wrong. We all know this. This is a common thing. You kind of compensate and try and do something different to kind of... And the one thing that you do different is the thing that's the worst decision, obviously. So I managed to slipped out of the top 1 million by game at 25. And then down to 1.45 million in 26, which was terrible. And a rare green arrow last week where I got... I had 72. And I went all the way up from 1.45 million to 1.44 million, which is even worse. And then, and it's, the worst thing about last week was oh, we'll get you in, Sal Trippier, in a second. The worst thing was I brought in Senesi last bloody week for the double for the match last week. And
yeah,
the
so did I. Yeah,
And he's injured immediately. It's just couldn't be. I couldn't believe it. I'm amazed Solanke's even playing, to be honest, with my injury luck recently. But yeah, so far, as I say, it's got slightly better. I was on sort of 19 points before the match tonight, and fortunately, Palmer's doing the business for me. But I do think most people have got Palmer. Sorry, people who do request to join, I will get them in straight away. I was halfway through my little anecdote.
Yeah, do not ask us your questions, trust me. But do share your tales of woe.
Yeah, share your tales of woe. Yeah, you can come in. Ed's usually better putting in. But... The mistake that I've made recently, so I didn't have Son. I don't imagine many people this week who have had a bad week. You know, it's pretty hard to have a bad week with Son. Like Son at one point had more points than my entire team for most of the week, and that was great. Actually, a reversed story from the Fantasy Football Scout Mods and Cons. Mohamed, I'm just coming in a second. Partridge, who has been at the bottom all season, and he's got the captain Son this week. There we go, Mohamed's coming in. So, yeah, so basically quite well for me. I was at 1.63 million, I'm now 1.53 million. All pretty disastrous. But Mohamed, tell us about your week so far. How's it going? You need to unmute yourself, mate. I don't think I can. Unmute yourself? Do we unmute him, Ed? I don't know.
It's right. Mohamed, you will need to unmute and then you can share your tale of woe. Go for it. If you don't, in 5 seconds, you're gone, mate. There's
you need to unmute.
I don't
think we can unmute you from... You've got to do it yourself. You've got to press the mic button. He's probably deeply... He's bearing his soul. He's gone back to listener.
There he is. He's unmuted. No, he's gone. No, there we go. Okay, fantastic. That's the third person who's requested and then gone. If you've actually got something to say and you know how to unmute yourself and you've got basic sort of, you know, human intelligence, then please do request.
Don't be harsh. Ed just...
It's all right. It's just, you know, look, Chris, Newcastle have just lost. I've just watched it full time happen. I'm pretty annoyed. And now people can't even unmute themselves. Come on.
So you're not in the best of moods, obviously, after that. So you've at least have the massive 33 points. To see you,
one more than you. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm on 32. Sorry, 32. Sorry, apologies.
See, very good. Very good. You think you're smart, don't you? You think you're clever.
As an Everton fan, I have very little ever to be cheerful about or gloat about. As the highlight of our recent weeks. Oh, it was a man coming in. Mike Kamen's coming in here, so you can add him in, or shall I add him in?
I'll add him in. It's all right. I'll do with the adding. You keep talking.
I'll keep talking. So the highlights of my recent weeks is when the Premier League reduced their penalty. That's it. That's as good as it gets. Mike Kamen. Hello. We know you're a regular. You need to unmute yourself. There you go.
Hey, Chris. What's
happening? Hello, how are you?
I'm pretty sure we spoke to Mike Kamen a couple of weeks ago. Is that right, mate?
Well, you know, I'm a regular Scout follower, so you know, I try to keep track of what's happening.
He's having a good season like me. Has this week done anything for you at all?
Well, unlike last week, I would say I have a little bit more misery to tap into this time around.
Okay.
So I put a comment.
Fantasy football, or is that just your personal life? Because this is No,
definitely fantasy related. Yeah. I mean, I'm always a half glass full type of person. So outside of fantasy, it's all good.
Love it. Go for it.
But yeah, so I put a comment on the tweet that went out earlier to say, like a lot of people, I was bummed to see Ramsdale have a howler and knock out my double Arsenal clean sheet, or what looked to be a sure double Arsenal clean sheet.
Yeah. It's been crazy the last few weeks. Arsenal just looked a sure thing, right? They looked a sure thing for goals and clean sheets. And yeah, I got back into Gabriel and Saka recently off the back of not having them at the wrong times. And yeah, disappointing. So you had a double. So you've got Saliba, or is it Gabriel and Ramsdale?
Saliba and Gabriel, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. So that's a shocker, but you know, you've got two good defenders there going forward. So what else has gone wrong? Solanke, I'm presuming.
Yeah, I've fallen into that like most people. But the other thing, seeing this result tonight with Cole Palmer making things super cool as usual, or having a cold world as usual.
Yeah.
I don't have him. I haven't owned him for a couple of weeks. But why that has some bearing on me is that, like a lot of people, I've started folding over the likes of, say, Garnacho, who I had on my bench for nine points.
Too soon to talk about those bloody penalties, but go on, yeah.
Well, yeah. As a Man U fan, I'm like, yeah, those are clear cut.
He was not. I mean, he was without him though, right? Like, obviously that's easy to say, but like United were poor. Like we just can't shoot. But United were very poor. So without Garnacho, you weren't offering much, to be honest. But you know, well done. Both Fernandez and Rashford put pens away. Yeah, and Garnacho looked really lively, actually. He did. That was the game that's made me think I should try and get him in. But you had him on your bench.
Yeah. Yeah. Ready for the tail end of the season. So I figured he was gonna do something, because hey, look, anyone over Anthony is an upgrade at this point. And he has come in and shown he is more than that. He is.
Is that he still there? The hype. So what's your point? What's your point so far? No Cole Palmer to rescue. What are you on? What's your point?
Oh my goodness! I hadn't checked before coming on the stream, but I had been somewhere around the 30s, like around 35 or so.
That's not dangerous. That's probably just about holding on as an average point score. Well, maybe not now.
Average
30 before tonight. So,
oh, okay.
That's okay. 35, but it's not great. It's not bad. But yeah, but you have the high aspirations, of course, or respectable aspirations. So is this? Are you set up for the next few weeks? Are you free hitting next week? Or I can't remember you were going to go through.
I'm taking my chances being a non free hitter, and I'm hoping that Douglas Luiz can be one of the people that comes in and gets some nice points as a differential, since most of the content so far is kind of sliding him as an option. So,
yeah, I think that's going to be the thing. I think it will be a real mix between people who are holding the free hit, either already used it or they're holding it for 34 or elsewhere, and those that are just going with it. I've already gone with mine. Because I just can't face another red arrow. So, but I don't think it's going to be a big differential. You know, looking at this week, you know, it's one player that makes a difference, not a series of players. I think getting into Spurs, hoping Son can continue that form, is going to be a big thing for me. Did you have Son?
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, that's what saved you, isn't it? You see, yeah. You haven't got Palmer, you've got Son. So that's, you know, you can't be too bad. You can't be too bad. And what else? So no free hits. So how many are you going to have out in 29?
Well, now that is the part I am trying to make peace with. Because without hits, I would get to about, say, 7. With hits, okay. I could get up to about 9.
Well, with hits, you get to heaven. It'd be a lot of hits, but yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'm not. I think almost in free hit territory if it gets to like minus 12 or something.
I think nine. I think 8 or 9 probably fine. 7 might be okay. If you've got the right 7, if you've got the attacking players, you know, then that might be all right. I don't know. What about you, Ed? Are you? What's your strategy for the coming game week after this disaster ends? Where is he? Ed, we've lost Ed. I was asking Ed. He was complaining about everybody else. He was complaining about everybody else, and now he's gone off himself. He's gone full rant. But remind us where you are, because you did tell me last week. You tell me every week.
I'm here now. Sorry. Yeah.
Ed? What's your strategy for 29? What are you doing?
Yeah, free hit. And I decided that about 10 game weeks ago, because the alternative seemed to be sitting at some sort of Excel spreadsheet for the next 20 hours of my life. So I just thought, you know what? Rather than making it complicated, I'm just going to go, I'm going to free hit in 29. And then I didn't have to think about it.
You can get, because if you free hit, you get free Spurs, you can get Tony.
Yeah, I've already activated it. I know you said you had as well. You're the same as me, Chris.
Yeah.
I've already been playing with it. Like, you do end up getting a bunch of attackers that are also playing against your defenders. So not everything's going to go right, but it was easier that way. And I think it could be good. Like, I know there's a kind of a big thing on X, which is like, you know, free hit versus non-free hit. But I just think that the easiest and most simple solution is usually the best in life.
Yeah.
And free hit seemed obvious to me.
I think it's just people are, it's frankly much better players. So, you know, my Mr. Kamen here, you are ahead of the game if you're playing with much better players. I can't play the 4D chess required to plan ahead to game week 34 in the hope I can get a team out there when there's like...
No, Chris, we're playing 5D chess because we're on the next level and we're playing the free hit, yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you one final word because we've got some people coming in. Our friends from the Caymans. What else? So, but... How many players you got left to go this week? We're going to get... Go on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, Chris. Yeah, I got the standard 3, I guess. Solanke is captain. Doughty. Right. Doughty. I was trying to make sure I don't butcher the pronunciation, but that's yes, right. Doughty. And Neto in goal.
Neto. I think Neto's good. Because he's, even though they didn't keep a clean sheet, he got some save points. I think Neto's certainly better than the other defenders. We've got a few people queuing up, so I'm going to have to return you to the chat. But thank you for being regular and calling in. We appreciate that. And I'm sure we're going to see you next week with your 6 or 7 players now as well. So next up is Adil, who's been patiently waiting there with a beautiful picture of him. I presume it's his family. Could be a picture of someone else's family. I don't know. But be a bit weird to put someone else's family on your card. I don't know. Adil, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm marginally better now. Palmer's done the business to the degree that Ed is marginally worse now. So even though he's got Palmer's points, he's not enjoying obviously the defeat for Newcastle. But how are you doing this week? What's your points? What's your points? What's your tale of woe?
I don't have Palmer. I brought in Mohamed Salah in place of KDB. And I took a minus hit to move out Trippier to bring in Kirkes. Right. Gave me a big 0. And I triple captain Solanke.
Oh, so this is going all kinds of wrong for you. You've hit everything. You haven't got Son, have you?
I do have Son.
I see. So Son...
I captained Son last week.
You captained Son?
Yeah.
You captained...
Last week.
So. Oh, last week. Okay. No, but I mean, I think Son is, Son obviously, Son is still a good differential. There are a lot of the top players that have got him, but not everybody. So that is still a good differential for you. But yeah, taking hits to bring in players, it's just the worst, isn't it? You're taking hits to bring in players. Obviously, Trippier, was injured and everything. But yeah, getting a 0. You have got one match left. Who knows? Kirkes might go crazy.
You can't understand the point, maybe.
Sorry?
When Solanke slipped, I could not believe what was happening.
I know. Well, I was listening to it, and then I was, because I made the decision more not to triple captain, because there was a bit of a doubt about whether he's going to be fully fit, and I thought if he gets one knock, he might be off. And then like it was about 8 minutes, whatever, in I kind of, it was quite early in the game, and it's like, oh, he's got a penalty straight away. It's like, oh god, it's going to be one of those days. I'm gonna enjoy having captained him, but also find out that I'm actually losing points because everyone else triple captain. But yeah, and then he scored later on. How did you take that? He scored later on, but didn't score. Hit his hand or something, didn't it?
Yeah, just a slight hit on the hand, but I don't know when he missed the penalty, I knew he was going to blank.
Yeah,
I just felt it. He was going to blank, and Kirkez got yellow carded early on also, right? So I thought that this is going to be a disaster now.
It's just that's it, and that in that one game. I mean, there is another game to go. We have got, you know, anything could happen. We've all got players playing against it. Well, anybody's got more than a few. We've got players playing against each other tomorrow night. What are you hoping for? Mm-hmm. What do you think realistically is going to happen tomorrow?
Tomorrow, there's got to be goals. I think Kirkez is going to give two assists. And Solanke is going to have a hat-trick. And Semenya is going to have a goal and an assist.
It's going to be a high-scoring game. There's going to be this. There's at least four or five goals in that now already. I think it could be.
That sounds totally, totally realistic, Adil. I really like how you're a realistic guy. I love that.
No, you've got to be optimistic. But I do think it's if that game should have goals in it. There's Luton go all out. They score, but they also concede.
I understand. See, Luton, we can score. See, I captain Huang against Sheffield United, right?
And
I took a hit to bring in Huang and Neto both. I moved out Farmer and brought in Neto.
I mean, that's been the whole thing. I was doing that. I was with you on that. Bought in Huang. I brought in like Paro a couple of weeks before when he was out. It's just like there seemed to be this whole injury train where you could just bring someone in, you know, add a bio a couple of weeks before and that, and
one more good news. I've got Estupiñán and Puro on my bench.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry about that. And there's no chance of them coming in, obviously. That is good. And what's your overall rank at the moment?
I'm 600k right now.
Okay, that's okay. That's not too bad.
It's not okay. First January 2024, you know. 1st January 2024, I was 6.5k in the world. Oh. 87 in India.
Oh, dear. That is a drop. Yeah, that is a vertiginous drop. So where do you think you can get back to? So, you know, you're taking the pain this week. We'll talk about next week in a second. But where do you think, where are you realistically setting yourself this season?
I think within 200k, 200k, you know, it will be.
See, good. I'm at 1.5 million. I still think I can hit 100k, but that.
Yeah, I want to win my mini league. So I've been playing FPL for the last 8 years, right? So I've not won it.
You're not in a mini league with Zofar or Praz or Late Riser, I hope, because they tend to do quite well. It's a bit annoying. I hate being in a mini league with like people that seem to do it for a living. It's very depressing.
No, that's my friend. And you know, I was 114 points ahead in the mini league. 114 points ahead. I'm 62 points down right now.
Well, so the thing about that is there was someone with a 114 point lead. So if you've lost 114 points, someone you can make it up again, right? So I think 62 points is that's definitely gettable. I think anything up to about 100 points now is still well within. Yeah. You just need a couple of good weeks. You need to be well set up. What are you doing for 29? Are you free hitting or are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I am slightly. Yeah. I'm slightly
next
mystified.
Week I'm
slightly mystified by the non-free hits. I do get that there's going to be a double and you can play into that, and I get that. And the people are saying that they take loads of hits now and to get a team out and then save the free hit. But I'm thinking,
I don't know what to do.
What's that? Oh, I've lost you, Adil. I don't know. The line's gone a bit bad there. It's what they do on radio, isn't it? They go, I've lost you for there. But I was just saying, I'm a bit mystified. I know the people making the decisions are far more skilled than me, so I kind of have to just take it that it's a good idea.
Don't be down on yourself, Chris. Don't be down. I know that your plan is in the last five game weeks to rise up to number one from 1.5 million. So,
I have actually ruling out in the same way that I'm thinking that probably it's time to put the dreams of an England cap to the side. I think maybe this year might not be my year to take the whole thing. Yeah, I think for me, like 100k now would be an absolute victory. I mean, trying to get back inside the top million is my immediate challenge. And frankly, it's not looking great at the moment. Every time, like I say, last week it was like I thought I'd done quite well, and then I rose up about 10,000 points, 10,000 places rather. But then, you know, I do terribly and I'm down about 500,000 or something. It feels struggling hard for me to raise up the ranks now. I'm hoping next week, by actually using a free hit, that's a chance to catch up on, certainly on dead teams and some people that have not, you know, some people are doing something clever or maybe not playing a full side. I'll be prepared to be disappointed again. But I think I'm feeling now, let's end 28. Slanky's going to get one goal. We're all going to be like, meh, about it. You know, no one's going to get a clean sheet. All the defensive ideas we've made will be proved disastrous. It's like Doughty. I only ever seem to have Doughty scoring points when he's on my bench. Usually when he's in my team, it's like two or three. When he's on my bench, he gets his six or sevens. But no, never get him the points in. But yeah, no, I think next week is the week to turn it around. Hopefully don't lose too much ground this week and then turn it around next time round. So yeah, I was going to have a look at, we got a few tales of woe on the Twitter, on the X. Somebody's just crying. The first person on Twitter to follow up to Scout's post is just tears. This week was just tears. I did like, I don't know if you saw it, Ed, there was a post from Scout anyway after the Luton-Bournemouth first games, but it's just the role of dishonour, the Slanky, miss penalty zero, Morris blank two, Doughty blank two, Barkley blank two.
I think,
two.
Around, yeah, okay, yes, it truly was FPL misery. As I said to you earlier, Chris, when I was speaking to you, we started this kind of show at the right time because the FPL community had a couple of, you know, a few, the template, as it were, had a few good weeks before that. But since we've started this, I don't know whether there's a link, but it hasn't been great.
We have single-handedly destroyed the template here. We're doing our best. I was looking at in the X, there's Simon R, FPL. Anybody who wants to jump in and share their tales of woe or ask questions, even, not that we're the best to answer, but we will answer. Feel free to just add yourself. But I'm reading a few tweets out. Si, or Simon R, FPL, he's on 19, and that's, he had gusto, so no, he's only get 1 point for that. So that, I think he'll be staying on 19 after that match. But he had 23, the minus four. He said, I was trying not to get caught in a double game week trap, but it's still gone belly up. So that's pretty grim. 19, that is pretty grim. That's pretty much a... Ed's disappeared again. Ed, what are you doing? Ed's broken himself. Okay, I've got Adil back. I lost you for a bit there. Can you hear me now? Adil, are you there? Oh, it's gone quiet. Hello? Oh. Silence. This is classic radio, isn't it? Ed's disappeared. Adil's there. I don't know if you can still hear me. Tom, make some sort of sign if you can hear if I'm still speaking. Am I appearing? Do some one of those little... Oh, thank you, King. King. That's a good name, King. Adil's trying to come in. I don't know if it's my connection or his. I'll try again. Adil, we don't have this problem on YouTube. Oh, Tom's coming in. Hang on. I'll add you in a second, Tom. You've come back. Adil, how are you doing? So what were you saying before you went?
I'm saying that next week I'm going to take a huge gamble. Yeah. And I'm going to captain Muniz against Tottenham.
Sorry, you're going to captain who?
The Fulham striker Muniz.
Wow. What's brought that on? Is that underlying data? Or is that just... Is that just total... has,
you see him play, right? He's a great striker. I'm telling you.
I know that Spurs are not the tightest defence in the league. I'll give you that. That's the truth. But yeah. I mean, okay. I mean, Fulham are attacking. Fulham do come forward. You know, they're quite good to watch at times. I mean,
I watched him play last 3 weeks, right? You know, and he's a great player. Okay. I don't know, 4.5. So when I play my wild card, he will be my third striker. You know, if I don't bring in Watkins, I'm not a big fan of Watkins anyway. So,
well, that's great. I kind of think, but as you say, if you want to get back into the top 100, 200k,
yeah.
You got to make moves. I you know, what's he, Munez, I mean, looking at his record now, so he's not even on my watch list at all. But that's not to say anything really. But he has been getting goals. You're right. He's got five, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got some goals. Yeah,
he's got five. He's scored against Bournemouth, the brace, against Burnley, scored against Villa and Brighton. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right.
You're onto something here, sir. I should be having a look at that. Well, I'll definitely be bringing him into the team. I'm not sure I'm going to go as far as captaining, but that's a good option. Yeah,
You have to see whether you want to bring in Carlton Morris or not. You know, Tony and Watkins, everyone's going to bring in Tony and Watkins.
Well, it's Tony, Watkins and Morris at the moment, but Munez could be a bit of a differential. That's something I'm definitely going to have a think about. Okay, I'm going to have to move across now. Thank you very much and good luck. I hope it comes good for you
with
your Munez captaincy. I'm going to bring in quickly. I'm going to add Tom, who's requested to speak, so he's here now. Tom, FPL Physio.
Evening, how Chris.
How are you doing, mate?
Just walking back from Stamford Bridge.
Oh, okay. You must.
I don't own Palmer, but I'm not too bothered.
Is Ed
still knocking about or not?
Basically, once you requested to join the call, Ed mysteriously went offline. I don't know what happened there. I think he must have had technical difficulties. I think it was too soon. So, good. Was it a good performance? I've obviously not seen anything. I've been watching rerun of the Oscars with the family, so I haven't had a chance to see the match yet. But was it a good performance?
It was a bit scrappy, but there weren't too many shots on target apart from the goals. But nervy end, but I think we deserved the 3 points.
Cole Palmer,
get him to the Euros.
Cole Palmer is just the best, isn't he? I mean, like, that's
so as well, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. Okay. So who did you have in your? You didn't have Palmer in your lineup. Did you have any Chelsea players?
No, I sold Palmer a couple of weeks ago, unfortunately.
Why? What are you thinking? What are you trying to make?
I can't remember why, but no, FPL not so good, but Chelsea much better.
Okay, and this week, do you know what points you're on?
39 minus 8.
Minus 8. I'm actually ahead of you. My God, you're having a bad week.
It was a green before kickoff, but it won't be now.
Yeah, 39. Okay, minus 8. And so, who have you got? You've still got players left to play, presumably.
Solanke, captain, Doughty, and Morris.
Okay, cool.
To be fair, Luton 1-0 is probably the best thing for me.
Yeah, well, I you know, everyone's predicting a big goal scoring match. So it's probably going to be a 0-0, isn't it? Now, or 1-1, which will be even worse because you'll get no clean sheets anywhere. But cool. Well, lovely to hear from you, Tom, who is one of our regular scout, and he looks after all the social stuff.
I'm just looking for all the scout Newcastle fans, but yeah, no one's replying in Corti.
Yeah, weirdly, there's quite a lot of Newcastle fans. I think they all had to do some ironing or something. I think something was very urgent. You can do that. You can go on there now, and then you can try it in the morning. See how that goes. But congratulations, good to hear, have someone at least happy with the football, if not the fantasy.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks a lot. I've got Mr. Ozil, who's been waiting very patiently. He was one of our first. Oh, he's gone again. God, Ozil. I just want to try and bring you in. You go back to listener. But I have got King Mel, who I'm going to add as a speaker. Sorry, Ozil. He's either he's very impatient or he's got a very bad connection. But I've got King Mel joining us. Good name, King. I can't see the rest of your name because it's very truncated in this. King Melvin. There you go. Melvin, that's cool. You just need to unmute yourself, sir.
Yes, yeah.
Hi, King. Is King? Is that actually your name, or just a cool handle?
No, it's my middle name.
Okay, cool. That's good. It's very cool. So, how are you doing? How's your game week going?
I'm doing okay. My game week is quite disappointing.
what a very cultured sounding man you are. Quite disappointing. That's it. There's no curse words. Just quite disappointing. That's good. That would be the epitaph. That would be on the headstone of this game week. Quite disappointing. But yeah. So what was the most disappointing? And presumably you've got a Solanke captaincy in there somewhere. Did you triple captain?
You didn't have to mention that. I triple captain Solanke and I'm on zero.
I mean, it could be worse. It's not a lot worse, but it could be worse. He has got a game to come. So, you know, yeah, if he scored a hat-trick in the next game, over the matches, it would kind of even out. But that's a pretty tough break. I mean, it's a pretty tough break. The logic to captain him, obviously everyone's done it that's playing, you know, most people have done it that are playing engagedly. And he's the obvious captain choice this week. You know, he's got two theoretically easy fixtures. He did score a goal that was ruled out, and he did have a penalty, which he missed. So, you know, that was just him. That was just, I think that's got to be a bad break. What else have you got? Who else has failed for you apart from Solanke?
Yeah. Maybe to talk more about Solanke, I think I'm still hopeful. Although, of course, when you triple captain someone with a double game week, you expect them to perform in both games. Yeah. But Luton, they are playing at home. They are playing Luton at home, and yeah. Luton has conceded 55 games so far. I mean, 55 goals. So I expect them to concede like three. If they concede like two, maybe he can score one or two, and I will be good to go.
What do you accept at this point? If you know, obviously, you would have loved to. Hat-trick in the first game and a brace in the second. But what would make you just go, okay, fair enough? Is one goal just now damage limit?
Okay. One goal is enough for now, because if I get 6 points, that is at least 18 instead of being on zero. That's better than zero.
The rest
of my team, I think my team was saved by Son. I brought in Son 2 game weeks ago, and he's saved me, because his 17 is what's getting me on the green arrow so far. I think after tonight, I'm going to be on a red, but I don't have Palmer.
You don't have Palmer then?
Yes, I don't have Palmer, but Son got for me 17 and I'm on 41 minus 4.
Yeah.
So, not really bad, but bad when you have triple captain someone and they get zero.
I know. What chips have you got left? I presume you still have your free hit and...
Yes, I am playing free hit in the next game week, and I still have bench boost.
Yeah. Okay, so you've also won wild cards like me. I went better than mine. And what just to give me a context then. So yeah, 37 points after deduction so far, with a few players still to play. And you've got, how many have you got to play now? You got Solanke obviously, but who else? Have you got anybody else still playing?
I have Neto in goal. I have Doughty, who I'm so unlucky with Doughty. I heard you speaking about him.
Yeah.
Whenever I bench him, he performs, and whenever I put him in my team, he's like, nah, not today. Yeah, but I still have him to play, and also Solanke, Doughty, and Neto, only three.
That's not bad.
Ganacho. I have Ganacho on the bench.
Yeah, three or four standard. I think that's good. I think you got the right players, to be honest. I mean, if anybody's going to get, you know, obviously it's a clean sheet, you'll win there, but Doughty will, you know, Doughty's the one most likely to get involved, apart from maybe Morris. I think it's him and Morris are the top players for Luton. And Neto, I think Neto's a decent player to have and to keep. So you're free hitting 29, that's good. And then where are you at in the world at the moment? What's your rank?
I'm in 400k. I'm at 400k overall, yeah.
And aspiration, where do you want to be? Where's your kind of, where would you
I want to be in the top 100k.
Okay, well that's a totally achievable kind of mission. Now I'm just going to look at where the points are, the old live FPL. So I'm so far, I'm 32 outside of the top million. It's depressing, but you need, so there's not a massive gap there, to be honest. There's only like 55 points between 400k and 100k, and that's totally achievable. It gets very tight it gets very tight in there. Because I'm looking at this on the Live FPL totals. It might need to update. I might not have updated after the final score, but it's still pretty tight. Yeah, no, it's according to this, 400k, I need 85 points to get there. 100k, I need 140 points. That's a 55-point difference. So, yeah, you know, and then 50.
I am thinking I need to, for the next game week, as I play my free hit, I need to be, my captaincy needs to be really, really a differential so I can move some places. I'm thinking of captaining Paqueta or Bowen.
Paqueta's definitely a differential. I mean, I think the thing about Paqueta is West Ham looks so much better with him in the side, but you know, from a points perspective, Bowen is a slightly more obvious choice. But yeah, maybe. I like that idea. I'm probably going to go myself with a Son captaincy just because I've not owned him all season and I'm fed up of him trolling me. So I'll let him troll me again by doing nothing in that match. But yeah, I think a lot of people will be looking at that and will either go, yeah, I think for me, Son's probably the most obvious, but you know, that's probably the problem. I don't think I could go with any Luton players because I don't think Forest, that Luton Forest game, literally anything could happen. It looks like, you know, could be a good chance for Luton, but actually, you know, that Forest are unpredictable. They could turn that on. Brentford could be interesting. Brentford, if Tony had been banging them in, I think he'd have been a good captaincy option, but he obviously had a little bit of a flurry, but he hasn't been doing that. So, yeah, no, Paqueta, West Ham players, not bad.
Yeah, my captaincy right now is on Tony, but I am leaning more to Paqueta or Douglas Luiz, one of those two. If you captain Watkins, everyone is going to captain Watkins. Everyone is probably going to be captaining Tony. And if you want to move, I'm thinking it's time to risk it all now if I have to move places.
You want to go with Adil earlier, who's going Muniz. He's going the Fulham striker. It does look to be in quite good form. I he's kind of slipped under my radar completely, I must admit. I'm sure he's on the scout watch list. Must be on there. But he wasn't someone who was even in my thinking until this evening. And now he's looking like I might be putting him into my team. Maybe not captaincy. But yeah, okay. All right. And did you have any... So 400k, you've had a pretty good season. What was your... Has this been one of your worst game weeks, or have you had? Actually, you said 41, aren't you? But what have you? What's been your worst mistake so far this season?
My worst mistake was to remember when Haaland got injured and came back.
Yeah,
I didn't have him for the first three game weeks. I was on red arrows for those two, for that second game week where he scored and assisted. Yeah. I don't remember, but it was Haaland, and also I took long without Saka, and I was doing quite well with getting green arrows without him. But I think for like three game weeks where he performed really, really well, and my other players didn't do well. Yeah, no, so those were my mistakes, mostly Saka and Haaland for two game weeks.
It is. Saka had stunned me as well. I took him out of my wild card because he'd been bumbling along, not doing that much for a long time, and then suddenly he turned into monster mode. I mean, he's been, you know, he's been the thing that's really propelled me further down the ranks. Yeah, I mean, he went through that like sort of effectively. I was got 1-9 point there, but it was 10-9, 15-15, 10. 7. Obviously, I got him back in for the 7 and the 2. I've missed the 10s and the 15s. But yeah, I think I'm not going to sack, apart from the free hit, obviously. I think Saka's going to be a fixture and Haaland as well. Have you got Salah? What are you thinking about with Salah?
I'm thinking of Salah later on after seeing him after he plays when they are back. He's not fully fit now.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to be cautious with him, but I'm thinking that game against Sheffield United on game week 31.
Yeah.
Game week 31.
Against Brighton, that'll be 3 weeks from now, pretty much.
Actually, he's playing Brighton in game week 30, and they're at home, even Sheffield at home. I think we should actually think of bringing him earlier.
Yeah. I'm looking at, I've got, I, I've got a, It's either that I've got to work out where my head is with Son as well, because obviously it's the same week you've got Spurs Luton. It's just trying to get it all in. I've got De Bruyne at the moment, which I'm prepared to sacrifice and keep hold of Foden. But yeah, it is. It's just hard to keep, even with the money we've got. It's still hard to, if you're going to have to keep Haaland, keep Sacco and keep. I mean, I haven't got Trent or anything like that. I mean, I haven't got that many other. But you know, if you want to get three premiums, you can't have Son and Salah without abandoning, you know, someone. So yeah, that's the decision I'll be making for 30. For 29, you can have who you like because it's a free hit, and then we'll see. Okay, cool. All right. Well, I wish you the very best, and I hope that you do find your way up the top 100k or higher. What's your highest ever rank?
My highest ever rank is 90k.
Good. Okay. So you're comfortable in the top 100k, so maybe you'll beat that even. I'm confident you're gonna make up ground with the, you know, we'll see. I think game week 29 actually could turn out to be the week where a few of us actually make some traction again, because there'll be a lot of dead teams who won't get anywhere, and there'll be a lot of players who haven't really, who are going too clever, I think.
Thank you so much. What is the link, the URL for the Live FPL? Is it the one that has livefpl.net?
Livefpl.net, yeah, part of the Scout family. Livefpl.net, you can go in there, and if you go to the main page, you can drop down it, and there's loads of data in there. But if you just go into your main rank page, on the front page, it tells you how far you are from different ranks. So I'm only 346 points behind the leader at the moment, so I've not given up all hope yet. I think you can get 346 points back in 10, 11 weeks. Not. But yeah, go and check that out. Thank you, King, for your... and whereabouts... I forgot to ask you, whereabouts in the world are you speaking from?
I'm speaking from Uganda in Africa, in East Africa.
Oh, wow. Cool. This is great. I love that. I've never been to Uganda, but great that you're tuning in from there. And I hope you have a... Yeah, I hope the end of the week goes well for you, and your Maverick captain in 29 works out. Cool. Yeah, have a nice evening.
Thank you, very much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We love your page. Please keep up, and hi to everyone on the live.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Cool. That's good. I think I did have someone else prepared to come in, but they seem to have disappeared. So I'm just going to have a final glance at the chats and. Oh God, I'm looking at a few here. There's a 16 pointer on in this scout feed, albeit with triple captaincy. Oh God, 16 points with Gordon, who would have got 2 points tonight. I don't think he got any assists, did he? So 18 will be on. Oh, that's tough. Douglas Luiz, Saka, Gordon, Doughty, Saliba, Alex Moreno, Barkley, Solanke, Morris, Watkins. That is a tough team. But as someone's commented underneath, you could still bang on Wednesday. So we still have... The game week is not over. So I wish you... Oh, sorry, I'm reading something terrible. Green General on Twitter, D at Green General, took a minus 12 to bring in three Luton players. He's still in the green arrow, which is quite staggering. But like, that's the worst, isn't it? When you take the big hits and it just doesn't pay off at all. Minus 8 for Salah. Benched, Mengi goes of injured to replace Gross and Stupinan, and Guns get 14 points between them. So yeah, took out Gross and Stupinan. Oh dear, that's tough. We've already had my Cayman fan talking about Ramsdale's howler. What? Oh my God, this has got to be the worst tale of woe. Benny O, howling white, panicked at the last minute and brought Solanke in for Tony, and he benched Son to start him, but captained Haaland. What are you doing, Benny? Where did the thought process behind that even come from? Oh, no, I feel so sorry. I, to be fair, Spurs away to Villa didn't look like... Was it home to Villa? I can't remember. Was it home or away? Let me double check that. But Spurs Villa didn't look like a... it was away to Villa. Didn't look like that was going to be a big high-scoring match. Villa are decent, obviously, ahead of Spurs. Anywho, I think that'll be it for Miserable's company. Thank you so much for sharing your kind of insights with us. If you can see on the Scout Twitter feed, there's plenty other of other misery people with Alp Norris. 8 Norris, 10 points on the bench. Someone bench Ganacho, Captain Solanke, Sol Palmer. Oh, legit, Trizzy. My God, this is tough. If you are feeling bad, do spare a thought for others and do try and keep it in perspective. The great thing about fantasy is there is always another week to turn it around. So I hope you all get some kind of solstice, get some sort of luck in the final game tomorrow night, and hope that 29 kind of delivers for you before we have a little bit of a break, and you can then mull. Hopefully, it's always good to go into a break with a decent score. That's another reason why I'm playing my free hit. I don't want to be like just annoyed about it even more for 2 weeks. But cool. Have a pleasant evening. Thank you for joining us late, and we will be back again next week to share more tales of woe. Ed's long gone. As soon as Tom arrived, he mysteriously disappeared. It is quite late now. We've been on about an hour, so I shall let you all go. So have a pleasant evening, guys. Thanks for joining me, and yeah, we will see you next week. And in the meantime, do check out fantasyfootballscout.co.uk, of course, and do go on and watch the YouTube and listen to the podcast and all that. We've got loads of content with far more knowledgeable people than me sharing actual useful insight. There's loads of stuff on the site at the moment for Game Week 29 free hits ideas, and there'll be more of that coming this week, and strategy for chips as we go forward. Cool. All right. Have a pleasant evening. Cheers. Bye.